Summit leaders highlighted the potential of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization to address such common problems as terrorism and drug trafficking, and to gain mutual advantage on matters of regional security and energy. The presidents of oil-rich Russia and Kazakhstan, Vladimir Putin and Nursultan Nazarbayev, called for expanded energy ties among member states. Mr. Nazarbayev says the pipeline network that connects Russia, Kazakhstan, Central Asia, and China can serve as a basis for a common SCO energy market. The Kazakh leader says meetings of SCO energy ministers and those of observer states should work as what he calls an energy club, a basic element of an Asian energy strategy. Russian President Putin used the term energy club as well. Mr. Putin also highlighted the possibility of linking European and Asian trade corridors and urged development of information technologies among the member states. In addition, he called for the establishment of appropriate financial institutions. In an indirect but clear reference to American influence around the globe, Mr. Putin again called for the establishment of a multipolar world.
Россия, как и другие государства Шанхайской организации сотрудничества, выступает за укрепление многополярной...
Mr. Putin says a multipolar international system would guarantee equal security and development potential for all countries. The Russian leader says a go-it-alone approach to global and regional problems has no future. The multilateral approach is written into the so-called Bishkek Declaration. Much of the document signed by leaders of the SCO nations is devoted to security, which is broadly interpreted as a sound global economy, a reduction in poverty, as well as economic, ecological, and energy security. The Bishkek Declaration also highlights the need to fight terrorism and singles out the negative regional influence of Afghanistan's illegal drug trade. Afghan President Hamid Karzai, an invited SCO guest, acknowledged the problem in his remarks to summit leaders. Also invited was Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. He says he is prepared to organize a meeting of SCO oil ministers to discuss energy cooperation. Representatives of India, Pakistan, Mongolia, and Turkmenistan were present at the summit as observers. After their formal summit, SCO leaders embark on a trip to Chelyabinsk, Russia, to observe military maneuvers by armed forces of member states. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization was established in 2001. Its 2008 summit is scheduled to take place in Dushanbe, Tajikistan. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News, Bishkek.